Blog Talk Radio.
Today's episode of the A New Day Show. Yes, and it's good afternoon. Normally, I am saying good morning, but I had to switch for this evening. And I'm just so excited about the segment that's coming up. I want to tell you to fasten your seatbelts because it's going to be a wonderful ride. So I just want to make sure that you are secured. Grab your pens, grab your pad, grab your laptop, whatever, your tablet, whatever it is that you have to take notes, because this is going to be one of those episodes that we have today. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and it's always an honor to be on the broadcast with you. I want to go ahead and show gratitude and appreciation to all of you who have sent me messages this past Sunday, because, you know, it really brought tears to my eyes to see that you all remembered that last April on the 15th was when I lost my honey. And those of you who remember, you sent me messages, and I feel so loved and appreciated, and for that, I do send gratitude your way, because you took time out to honor me on that day and to let me know that you care. And to be honest, I'm going to tell you, I was really out of it on Sunday. And that was the reason why I did not have a live show, because an amazing thing happened. When Clive died last year, there's a special lady I wanted to have sung the song, I Can Only Imagine. And she was not able to do that because she had surgery. So someone else danced to the song. And this week when I went to church, what you know, the lady sang that song. And that was just my confirmation and my affirmation. I know the Lord was speaking to me and to let me know that my honey's okay. And, you know, things just happen, and I am just so honored. So I really was out of it. I took some time for myself. One of my girlfriend called me, and she said, why don't you come over and go in the hot tub and just chill? And I did just that and spent some quality time with myself. So, you know, we always need to do that. I want to remind you that I always encourage you to call. The number to call is 646-915-8166, because we always enjoy including you into our conversation. So again, my honored guest, who is Dr. Sabrina Jackson, coming to us out of Detroit. And I tell you, this is just a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. I got to be honest with you. I have not known her long. I just met her last week, and the first time we spoke on the phone, I think we spent between an hour and a half and 2 hours on the phone. She is just a pleasure to talk with. She has a powerful, warm spirit. She's doing some amazing work for the Lord, and I am just so honored that she decided to join us on this segment. And she is right there in the virtual chat room hanging out with me. And without any further delay, I want to welcome my distinguished, honored guest, Dr. Sabrina Jackson. Dr. Jackson, how are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it is such a pleasure to have you on because, girl, you are just a wealth of knowledge and information. And I know that you are just going to deposit and invest in my listeners, and their life will not be the same after they listen to this episode. And we have a lot to cover. So
we do.
Let us start at the beginning.
Would
you introduce your humble beginnings to the listener? Tell them who Sabrina Jackson is, where she was born, and all of that good stuff.
All of that stuff. Well, you're going to take me all the way back to the beginning. It's so interesting that we're even talking about the beginning because I'm sitting in the basement of the house that I grew up in.
Power.
So I love that we're starting where I am. You know, I love that.
I
was born in Detroit, Michigan, and my parents were married, hallelujah, Clinton and Dorothy Sanders were my parents. I was the eldest. I was the first. I am the only girl.
Woo!
And I had two brothers. I had one brother who was 3 years younger than me, Clinton Jr., and then my youngest brother who's 6 years younger than me, and his name is Shamar. And so in 2009, unfortunately, we lost my dad and my brother within 30 days of each other. So definitely was a difficult time. But one of the things that got revealed to me at that time as I was going through such a difficult time is that he reminded me of Noah going through the storm. And he said that when Noah got through the storm, he landed at the top of the highest peak, and that when I got through the storm, I would not have to climb up the mountain. I would be at the top.
You will be already there. Wow.
So I'm grateful for revelation. I'm grateful that God is using me. So I matriculated through the Detroit Public School System. I know that many of our listeners can have heard about all the stuff going on in our educational system, but I am a proud, proud graduate of the Detroit Public School System and matriculated and finished at Cass Technical High School, went on to attend Eastern Michigan University, then Wayne State University, then Capella University, then finishing at Regent University. So, lots of school, lots of certifications, lots and lots of certifications. One of my personal goals is to get certified in something new every year.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And so I did not tell the greatest part. I didn't say the greatest part. The greatest part is that I am a mother. I have a son. He is 19. His name is Marcel Fisher Smith. He is in college. He's at Houston Baptist University on a full ride scholarship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Beautiful.
He graduated valedictorian of his high school. So I am just in awe that God chose me to be the vessel to bring that thing to the earth. Oh, my goodness. He's amazing.
Wonderful.
Just amazing.
Wonderful. 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 You continue, Dr. Jackson. You know what I just realized? You have just dispelled the myth and the crutch that so many people has been holding on to. that they can't excel because the system does this and the system does that to them. You just kick this out in this seat.
Well, let me tell you this. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I believe that where you've been does not dictate where you're going. I believe
right
that
now.
Just because you've been through something don't mean that you're not going through something.
Mm-hmm.
And it all starts with what you think.
That's
what you
right.
believe. It's what you put your mind on. And then from what you think, it leads to what you speak. Because your
that's
words
right.
have power. Your words
that's
have power.
Right.
So it's so important to speak a thing, even if for some reason you don't believe it yet. So I may not believe that I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. But when I look in
mm-hmm.
the mirror, I'm saying I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. And not because I'm arrogant. Not because I am puffed up. But because I know that it's greater than he that lives in me that's in the world. So
that's
me
right
plus
now.
God equals the majority.
That's
oh,
right.
Know,
that's right.
That's good. That's good.
That's right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So now we have laid the ground rule, and I love to take my guests back to the beginning. And the reason I do that, Dr. Jackson, is because too many experts and too many successful people omit telling every little bit of their story. They have a beginning and they have an amazing end. Nobody tend to talk about all the little in-between stuff that we go through. And because they do that, many of our people are sitting down looking for overnight and microwave success.
Ooh, come on.
Result.
Well,
they don't
let
want
me
to
say
pay.
This. Let me say this. I have been working at this thing postgraduate. I received my master's degree when I was 23.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have, and I'm glad and proud to say that I'm 46 right now. So
good
I have
girl. You're 23
still years of postgraduate for real work experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, and it's not been easy. Of course I've had challenges. Of course I've had horrific things happen to me. I always tell people that I have two husbands. I have two husbands. They was my husband. So I have been through having loved and lost. And what I understand about that is just because you've loved and lost don't mean that you're not loving. And it does not
That's
mean you're
right
not
now.
Lovable.
That's right now.
So
That's
I understand
right.
that I am lovable.
That's right.
And that God has somebody, hallelujah.
That who deserves you.
For me.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, Dr. Jackson, with your experience, you travel the world.
Yes,
and
yes.
What you think is the greatest struggle that's holding women back? And you brought up the topic of love and loss, love and loss, being loving and being lovable. Yet,
yes.
there are many women who love once, lost, and they throw the towel in. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with your self-image, your self-image, what you think about yourself. The enemy is never outside of you.
That's
the
right.
enemy is always the inner me. It's the inner voice. It's what I'm saying to myself about myself. It's what I think about me when I ain't talking to nobody but me. Because
that's right
we
now.
We can front. Or we can put on the makeup. We can put on the Jimmy Choo shoes. We can put on the Louis Vuittons. But then deep on the inside, there's darkness. There
that's
is,
right.
There's shame. There's guilt. We've been abused. We're still stuck in it. We haven't forgiven. We haven't forgotten. So if we could get a hold of our mind, just get a hold of our mind. If we could do
that's right.
Begin to see us, see ourselves the way that God sees us.
That's right.
Because if we think about it, God loved us so much that he gave his son. He gave his son. You think about your baby. You think about your child. We will beat up a brick about our children.
And he gave his son.
Yet
we can't even forgive ourselves for the little stupid mistake. that we make. So we are going to make it. If you have not made one already, you're on your way to making one. But you make it and you move on. You move on. Move on, let go. Move on and step out. Because, you know, our enemy is not outside. Once you stand in front of the mirror, your enemy is looking back at you. But I think a lot of people pay a lot of attention thinking this person going to do me wrong and that person going to do you wrong. Wait, you have the tool to rewrite the script, and that's in it's your tongue and the words that you are speaking to you. Nobody is more powerful than that.
Right. Right, right, right. But we give so many people more power, even the devil. We give enemy more power than the enemy even has. If we understood that the enemy can't be in all places at all time, because the enemy
ain't omnipresent. That's right, he don't have the power that God has. Mm-hmm.
Only God is omnipresent.
That's
so
right now.
We give him credit for being someplace and all up in something that he wasn't even there.
That's right now. That's right. And he just sit back and be like, oh, you give me the credit, I'm taking it. You know he wasn't entitled to it. But you sit down giving him all the accolades and he just grabbing. That's right. Wonderful, wonderful. You spoke about certification. You obtain your master's at a very young age.
Uh-huh,
and you have committed your life to impacting and transforming people around the world. Why did you choose to follow the journey that you're on?
Well, the first thing is when I was 9 years old. When I was 9 years old, I used to watch some TV show. And on the TV show, there was a psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist was, you know, having people come into his office and say, lay on the couch, and then he would sit in the chair, and the person would tell them all their problems, and the psychiatrist would be writing on his little pad. I wanted to be that.
Mm.
That's what I wanted to be. So I kept telling everybody that I was going to be a psychiatrist. I was going to be a psychiatrist. And then one day at church, my pastor at the time, God rest his soul, but my pastor at the time was preaching, and in his sermon he said, all you people are out there running to the psychiatrist. You don't need a psychiatrist. You need Jesus.
Mm.
And that devastated me. And it devastated me because I believed that what he was saying, that what I thought I wanted to be was not needed. And that it was contrary to what God would want. Because I was raised in church. I believe in the Lord. That's my foundation. So it just totally devastated me. So what I did is I went and met with him. I went to his office. I was always a little whippersnapper, you know, kind of precocious as a child. But I went to him and I told him, and he said, no, no, no. Please, please, please go forward and need that. We need Christians who are in that field. And so he kind of explained himself, and it helped me. But when I moved on and was in the ninth grade, I met a lady who was a clinical social worker.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the bomb. I mean, she was the bomb.com. She was dressed to the nines. And at that time, it was in the 80s, so she was, you know, she looked very retro in her dress. And you know how in the 80s we had the geometric glasses and things like that. That's how she was so sharp. So she explained what she did as a clinical therapist. And I said, oh, my goodness, that's what I want to be. And from that day, I began to research about what a clinical therapist was, what it meant to how many years of schooling it would take, different schools, their programs. And I got on that road, and I have not gotten off.
You know, I am so thankful that you took the time to lay it out, because you know something? Our religious leaders and spiritual leaders need to understand the things that's coming out of the pulpit. There are a lot of people who are taking their own lives because they think if they go and get the mental health treatment that they need, it is ungodly.
Right.
And we need to clarify and let these people know that the skills that those people have was given to them by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, that's it.
But a lot of preachers are telling people otherwise, and people are sitting home sick. Oh, because the Lord's going to heal me. Yes, the Lord is going to heal you through others that he
exactly.
has placed here on the earth to help you. And I'm not going to apologize for what I just say, because religion is messing up folks.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you're right. You know, just it's like messing. You couldn't tell a person if they had cancer not to go to the cancer center. If they had a, if they were diabetic, you tell them to go and get checked out for their diabetes. If they have a problem medically, we automatically tell them, oh, go to the doctor. Don't sit at home. But we fail to realize that your mental health is still a part of your body, and it's still a physical issue.
That
you
can
have a chemical imbalance, a chemical disorder, something wrong chemically that will cause you to act a certain way.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? I've had conversation with spiritual people who has sat in their physician or therapist's office and watched the Holy Spirit reveal something to them. And the therapist or the doctor said, you know, I don't even know why I'm telling you this. It's not something that I've ever told anybody before, but here is what I'm going to tell you why, and I don't know why. But here is what I'm saying. And that's the Holy Spirit, because you know something? If you were not there at that moment, you would have missed that insight.
Yes.
And that's one of the miracles that people are seeing that is happening from them. So, you know, people who are listening, whether you're listening live or you're going to listen on the archive, don't be blindsided by religion and take your own life and cut it short. Listen, do what the Lord wants you to do. You know, because that is very, very, very important. So
Definitely.
Now, I want to take a brief commercial break, and then we are going to come back, and we're going to go into the programs that you're doing that will enhance the lives of entrepreneurs and help them to take their business to the next level that land them on the mountaintop. So, if you're just joining me, my guest is Dr. Sabrina Jackson from Detroit.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
All right, so stop by and support our sponsors. Yes, Dr. Jackson, let's talk about some of the programs you offer for entrepreneurs, because you know here on the A New Day show, we are bringing guests on that can help our listeners to become the best that they were called to be. We want to give them the tools and the techniques and hook them up with experts that can help them to get rid of mediocrity and to create greatness. So let's talk about what you got for my folks.
Okay, well, there's several things. The first thing I want to talk about is the Essential Colors Program. And the Essential Colors Program is a personality assessment model that is biblically based. The questions and the words that are in the word sort in the model all have a scripture attached to them. And how this helps entrepreneurs is it helps them, one, to understand themselves, to understand how they're wired, why they do the things that they do, and then more importantly, how to deal effectively with people who are different than themselves. As we look at businesses, if we look at corporations, the number one issue that people have is people. How to deal with people, how to supervise people, how to motivate people, how to get the best performance out of people. It's a people issue. And a lot of times we think that it's about technology or about the information. Mm-hmm. It is more than that. It is about people. So I have spent my time learning about people, how people act, how people are wired, how to get people to do things differently, to change their thinking, to navigate their world differently. And so I always say that if you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to keep getting what you always
done. Same result. That's right.
So if you want something different, you have to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
So I always ask people, if you want change, if you want something different, you have to be willing to put the work in. You have to be willing to be transparent. You have to be willing to do it another way.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let's talk a tad back about the Essential Colors program.
Okay.
Does people have to meet individually with you, or that's something that can be done over the phone? How does that work?
You can do it several ways. One, people can go to my website, SabrinaJackson.com, and they can take the test. There's a link. You can pay, I think it's $4.99 or $5.99, something like that, to take the test and find out your color. And then you also get some additional information about each of the four colors. So let me first just start by saying that there are only four basic types of people, and that it dates back to 460 B.C. Because in 460 B.C., a Greek physician of his time, Hippocrates, who happens to be the father of modern medicine, wanted to understand why people behaved and acted the way that they did. So much so because in their time, if you acted a little different or you acted a little off, they thought you were possessed by spirits, and they killed you. So you just think about the last time you had a real bad day that someone killed you off. So in this model, there are four basic types of people, and we use color to describe the four different types. The first color is blue. Blue people are people. They love people and people love them. They wear their feelings on their sleeve. So if they're happy, you know it. If they're sad, you know that too. They represent the compassion of Christ. It is something about a blue that just connects with people. They can see a person and feel them. They are the feelers of the group. Then we move ahead to gold. Gold people are organized, structured, dependable people. They love rules. They love rules so much they want to make the rules. And then after they make those rules, they want to enforce the rules. They're the type of people that everything has a place and it's in its place. They believe in working first, playing later. They absolutely want to get the task done. They are the worker bees. And so they represent the control of Christ. They are the order keepers. Without them, we would have total chaos, and they have. Then there's green, and green people are our logical visionaries. They are the big picture seers. They pride themselves on knowing things, on being intellectual, and they will only do something if it logically makes sense to them. So they are always in their head. They are thinking. They are reading. They are researching because they like information. They like to know without a shadow of a doubt what they're talking about. They want you to hurry up and get to the point. Because
Tell me now. Give it to me.
They want you to get to the point because they really come across sometimes like they don't necessarily like people because they like time alone. They like to be alone. They like their space. And so they represent the comprehension and competency of Christ. They pride themselves on knowing what they know. If you look back at Christ, Christ knew those scriptures. He knew the law of that land. He knew he was competent in what he did. And then the last color is orange. And oranges are our risk takers and rule breakers. They are spontaneous. They are impulsive. They are witty. They are the life of the party. The party does not start till they get there. They are the type of person who they're flexible. They take risks. They want to get things done fast so they can have a good time. They joke and play. They're enthusiastic. They're energetic. They are physical in nature. They're master negotiators. They can talk you in or out of anything. They represent the command of Christ. It is something about an orange. When they show up, oh, you pay attention. All eyes on them.
Action. Action time.
Action, action, action. So it's important to know.
Yeah, go ahead.
We all have all four colors in us.
Yeah, because that was
at different levels, yes.
I was going to ask you whether there can be a combination in each person, but you just answered my question.
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can't wait to do my test to see where I am.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We definitely have to have you do that. And then when I started doing this particular study, because I began to really look at scripture, what scripture said about our personalities and about our character and what biblical characters look like and things of that nature, the one thing that was so glaring to me was that Christ is the only perfect blend of all four colors.
Mm-hmm.
And so that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
New creature.
So
that's right.
Whatever
that's right.
you are, you can't stay there. You can't stay stuck there. You're continually moving. That's why the scripture says all things become new.
New, that's right. Because the
you
next
are
time,
continuing becoming new.
You
so
get to one level, you got to move.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. So whatever you're high in, you need to bring that down. Whatever you're low in, you need to bring that up. Because the more balanced you are, the more blended you are, the more like Christ you are.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Father, I know you have been using this system for a long time.
Yes,
which
yes.
gender is more receptive to embrace this?
It actually has nothing to do with gender. It has everything to do with type, because blues tend to like information like this. And so let me be clear. There are blues men. There are blue men. There are men who are sensitive. There are men who wear their feelings on their sleeves. There are men who are like that. So it's not a male-female thing. It is more of a type thing, which color you are. And I'll give you an example. I have a very, very good friend of mine. She happens to be a green personality. She is married to a blue personality. And she said that she had done all types of personality tests before. But before she took my test and talked and really dived into what scripture says about love and loving God's way, that she never really understood it until she did it that way. And so that after she did the session, one day she was on her computer, and she could see that her husband was on the computer where he was. And she said that she said usually when she would see him on the computer, she would immediately start giving him instructions of what to do. Have you done this yet? You know, this kind of orchestrating thing. But she said that day she remembered he is blue. Let me do some blue for him. So she went out and wrote him a little love letter about why he was just the man. And she says, oh, my goodness, it was on and popping in that household.
And I asked that question because I work with another personality system, and I know a lot of men always think, oh, no, that's too touchy-feely, or that's a woman's stuff. And I know as a female myself, and many other females that I know, is ready to step out and try something new. We're not worried about getting too sensitive and all of that. And that was the reason I asked that question. But it's good to know that men also embrace that as well. And what are some of the results that you have gotten with your entrepreneurial clients using this system?
I've had entrepreneurs tell me that it has really changed their life. It has changed their life because not only has it changed their life and how they do business and how they read people and deal with their customers and deal with their staff, differently, how they set up staff meetings differently. But it has really changed their life, just how they deal with people all around. I've taught them things that have given them the ability to stop looking at it just from their point of view.
That's right. Because, you know, when they meet a person, I know with the knowledge I have with the other system that I use, when I meet a person right there inside, I'm going through about what personality I think they are based on the conversation. And it can help you to steer into the direction that you want them to go. But when you are just blank and you don't know anything about them, you can be tearing your hair out, wondering, why am I not getting what I want? So this is amazing. And this should be a value-added system for us as entrepreneurs, because we are looking to build our list. We are looking for new clients, new people to network with. So this is a valuable tool to have in your toolkit to pull it out when you see it needed.
Absolutely. Let me say this. One of the reasons that I even dive into this of helping people with people is because I have a lot of green in me, so I always read. I'm always looking at studies and things of that nature. And I saw a study some years ago that asked the question, what are the top five reasons why people fail at their job?
Mm-hmm.
And it was phenomenal, the information that I learned, because the top five reasons are, and they are in order of importance. The first reason is coachability, and that is seen when people lack the ability to receive and implement feedback or know how to give feedback appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Feedback is so critical, but so often when we get feedback because of the way that it was given to us or how we felt about the person giving it, we don't take it. We don't
use it.
We won't grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because how can you do better if you can't listen to when you need some instruction?
That's
when you
right.
Need some correction. None of us are perfect. All of us have areas that we can
improve.
Do better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do better and improve. So that's the first reason. The second reason is emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is seen when people lack the ability to manage their own emotions, but secondly, accurately assess the emotions of others. So that's
mm-hmm.
a twofold thing. You have some people, you can't say nothing to them. As soon as you say something to them, they lost their man and they lost their religion.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you have people that don't know how to talk to people, and they push people and push people till they don't push them over the edge. And so then you find those people waiting for you after work. They want to see you. They want to see you. They want to get you. We have to make sure that we can control our emotions, that we understand emotional intelligence. Then number three is motivation, that you have people that lack the ability to reach for their own highest potential. So those
mm-hmm.
are the type of people that do just enough not to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
mm-hmm.
want to excel. They don't want to be the employee of the month. They don't want to get the promotion. They just want to get, they just come in to do the job. They don't
mm-hmm.
do the bare minimum. And so that's a major problem. Because when
they don't want
this
to
society,
mm-hmm.
yes, we look at our society and we look at the fact that we are really competing in a global society.
Right.
You're not just competing against the person next door to you around the corner.
Not only in your zip code anymore. No, sir.
No. Mm-mm. So people around, and if we really be honest with ourselves, educational systems in other countries, they've beaten us up.
That's right now. That's right. That's right. I coordinate a French cultural exchange program, and I see that every year with the teenagers that come here from France. The first thing I hear a lot of the American families saying, how can people send those young kids, 14 and 13, to another country without them? So we get so overprotective, and we don't give our children any freedom. And they will have 14 and 15-year-old kids that come into their families and will make a full course meal. And they said, what? My 16 and 17-year-old don't even know how to make an egg. And they don't know how to make an egg because you have not exposed them to doing that. The next thing, you know, when they try to go near the stove, get away from that, you'll get burned. So they, instead of learning to do anything, they look on the stove and think it's dangerous for them and they stay away. And, you know, when they are teenagers, you can't get them in the kitchen again because you scare them away. When
right.
when they were younger. So we have to allow them to develop their skills. And that's why a lot of the men now don't even know how to make a pot of coffee. You know, my pastor, he always joke around and he said, men are supposed to make the coffee. He said, why you think Hebrews was written? He brews the coffee.
I love that. I love that. I'm going to be using that.
I'm telling you.
He said
that's where Hebrews was from because he's supposed to brew the coffee. Hebrews. It was too funny. If you are just joining me, my guest is Dr. Sabrina Jackson out of Detroit. And she's just rocking and telling us some of the things that we need to put in place. Remember, you all said that 2012 is the year when you got to get some action. And I promised you that I would make sure I bring guests on who can give you tools. And we are doing that. We are following through on our promises. So let me hear from you. I know you all need to just sit there and you always enjoy just sitting and listening. However, I want you to call in 646-915-8166 and be part of this stimulating conversation. Okay, so do you have anything else on colors or you want to move to the next thing you have for our audience?
Well, I want to give the last two reasons why people fail at their jobs.
Yes, ma'am.
I talked about coachability. I talked about emotional intelligence. I talked about motivation. The fourth reason is personality style, that people lack the attitude or personality style suited for the position or for the work environment. So it's important that we're hiring, especially for the entrepreneur, that we're not looking just for a person who has the skill set to fill the position, but are they really going to fit with your work environment?
That's
I tell
right.
people all the time, if you don't like people, stop being a people person.
That's right.
Stop being the person that you have to be up in the face with the customer. If you don't like people, stay away from people. There are jobs that you can do that you don't have to deal with the public.
That's
as
right.
Much.
You can be in the back room someplace. That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the last reason is functionality or skill set. So if we look at the top five reasons, the number one thing that even as entrepreneurs that we train our staff in is number five. We try to make sure that they have the skills to do the job. And we have to make sure that they have the skills, but we have to do a better job at the top four. We have to teach our people how to receive feedback gracefully. We have to teach our people about emotional intelligence and controlling their emotions and not just throwing the baby out with the bathwater because they haven't learned that someplace else. We have to do better at having incentives for motivation and bringing in motivational speakers and things of that nature so that our staff are motivated to be their best and to bring their A game to the workplace. And then, of course, we want people who understand how they're wired. That's where Essential Colors comes in. You want them to understand how they're wired, why they do the things that they do, and how to deal with people who are different than themselves. Because for a long time, I used to think that I had employees that were designed to just get up under my skin. Oh, my goodness. They were just a terror. But what I learned was that I kept communicating to them out of my style. And my style was opposite of their style. So therein lies the conflict.
Dr. Jackson, why do you think that employees, are not more readily receptive when they are given directions and corrections, is it the way, the tone it's given in? Why do you think a lot of people resent being told? And that's why they remain stagnant. You know, why is this?
Absolutely.
Thing?
Well, I think that there's a couple of reasons. The first reason is that if you recall, something happens to us as people right around 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
At 16 or 17, we turn into this creature that can't nobody tell us nothing. We think we know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are smelling ourselves. We are moving to that vein of being what we call grown.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something about being grown that turns something on in us that stays on,
mm-hmm.
that we really don't want somebody to tell us. We really don't. And don't get a degree. Don't get a certificate. Don't be the boss. Oh, my goodness. That's one reason I think that we have a major problem with taking instruction. The second thing is that no one has really taught us how to take feedback gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
No one's taught us.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the examples of what we've seen. We do what we see people do when they are challenged with some negative feedback or some constructive feedback or just something that's rubbing them the wrong way. It very well may be true. But we do several things. One of the things we do is we become defensive. We take it personally. Well, they don't like me no way. Well, no.
Yeah.
That's not it. We need you to understand that you really are late every day. We need you to be on time. Or we compare apples and oranges. Somebody has come to us and say, you know, I've just noticed that you've been late all week. I really need you to be on time. And so then we say, well, I stay late. Well, staying late, and especially depending on the position, don't have nothing to do with you being on time.
It's two different stories.
That's two different things.
Yeah.
I need you to be on time.
That's right now. If you stay late, that's another agreement we need to come to.
Exactly.
You know, I like when you talk about being grown, because I was listening to a father, and he said, you know, all my teenagers are grown until they're ready to come to me for money.
Exactly.
Or to use my car. All of a sudden,
exactly.
They are kids. They are kids again. And the minute I put the money in their hand, they go back to being grown. You know? And it is so true. It is so true. It is so, so true. It's so true.
So we really have to get to the point that we, and the other thing that we do, oh, this is a huge one. One of the things that we do when we get some feedback we don't like, we call our friend, and we begin to get our friend in on the madness. We'll call our friend and say, can you believe what they said to me at work today, and they don't know the type of work I put in. And the other person goes right along with you. Yeah, and that gets you to the point that you all puffed up, and at the end of the day, you're still not paying attention and using the feedback to make you better.
And somebody that is echoing you along too, sometimes they're thinking in the heart and thinking, I'm wondering how it took them so long to tell you that. But you think they would be honest enough. They don't love you enough to tell you that.
Exactly.
And you always run into them.
Yes.
You take a sip of water, and I'm going to take my second commercial break, my sister.
Alrighty.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
I also want to encourage you to join me on Twitter at Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Also on Facebook, join us there. We have the A New Day Radio. We have the A New Day TV group there. Just stop by and join us. We love your support. Stop by our radio page. Write a note and a feedback about what your thoughts are about the show. If you are getting any value added by listening to the show, we want to hear about it. If there's any particular information or guest you would love to hear on the show, stop by, you know, and let me know. I can only deliver if I know what you want. And again, if you're just joining me, my honored, distinguished guest is Dr. Sybrina Jackson. Listen, guys, come on. Call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And for those of you up in the Cromwell area, on Channel 15, I want you to watch my TV show there on Monday evenings at 7:30. If you are in Bridgeport, watch my show on Saturdays at 12:30 in Newtown on Charter. We are on Thursdays at 11:30 and on Saturdays at 7 p.m. And in Danbury, we are on Mondays at 7:30 and Wednesdays at 11:30. And if I did not call your city or your town, hey, I want for you to sponsor me to be there. Oh, we are also out in St. Louis, Missouri on HDXTV on Tuesdays and on Thursday. Just look on your schedule to see when the A New Day show is on. So, hey, I'm asking you to have us in your town or city. And if you have a story that you know will change lives, I want to talk to you. Inbox me or send me an email. I would love to hear your story and to see whether or not we can have you on a Sunday evening. Or if you have a real empowering thing that you are doing, I would love to have a pre-show conversation with you so I can have you on the show as well. And now back to Dr. Jackson. Dr. Jackson, why don't you tell people how to get in touch with you, and then we are going to go into the second segment of the show.
Well, you can reach me on the web at SybrinaJackson.com. That's my website. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Sybrina, S-J-E. Or you can join me on Facebook at Essentially Sybrina, and that's my fan page. Please come and like my fan page and get my motivational words. I give out a morning motivational message every single day, 365 days of the year, and that was birthed from the Lord himself. And then you can reach me on the 800 number, 800-456-5495 is the number to reach me. And so please reach out. I would love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think about what's going on in your relationships. I am called the people expert. So if you're having issues with people, I'm the girl to talk to.
All right now. I know you have the opportunity to be on the global platform. When you go to other countries,
mm-hmm.
What's the reception that you get, and what are some of the feedbacks you're getting from your global connections pertaining to your work?
I am so honored, and the feedback has just been overwhelming with people who follow me, who keep up with me, who love on me, who are praying for me and with me. It's just been phenomenal, and people really have the same issues no matter where you go. I mean, mm-hmm. people are always having issues around, how do I handle conflict? How do I get this man to act right? how do I get this woman to act right? What's up with my kids?
Mindy, ladies not acting right?
What you say?
Mean the women not acting right? I thought it was under the men acting up.
Let me tell you something. I had a client tell me in a session with her husband that she just wanted to do her. And she didn't want to tell her husband where she was going or what she was doing because she was busy doing her. And if she told him what she was doing, then that would make her feel like he was her daddy. And that she didn't want to have to tell him where she was going because, and she said, oh, yeah, and I do lie to him about where I'm going. Because he was saying that he keeps catching her in these lies. He said, I am trying to do me. I just want, well, boo-boo, you don't want to be married.
That's right, then. You should be single.
You can't just do you when you marry.
Mm-hmm. You got
it's no longer just you.
That's right. It's us.
Yes. Yes,
that
yes,
is something
yes.
else. Isn't that something?
So, yes, I am one who firmly believes that it's never, ever all the man and it's never, never all the woman. What I do understand, though, is that Scripture is very clear to us about what men need and what women need. So men absolutely need to feel respected. They need to feel respected. Women absolutely need to feel loved. If you do something to be disrespectful to your man, he is going to do something that makes you feel unloved.
That's
if
right.
If you feel unloved,
it's
you're
a
going
consequence.
To be disrespectful. So it's
That's
a
right.
it's a cycle that couples get on and they don't know how to get off.
That could you repeat that? That
men
is powerful.
Absolutely need. Respect. Women absolutely need love. When you do something to disrespect your man, he's going to do something that makes you feel unloved. And when you feel unloved, you're going to turn around and do something to be disrespectful. So couples get on a roller coaster ride and they can't get off. And it's so interesting. They come into my office and you know, we'll do a little activity and I could tell that the body language is still, they're just not feeling each other. And so I'll say, what is the real problem? Because somebody ain't said nothing yet. it never fails. And one of the, like I had one client, the lady said, well, he never tells me he loves me anymore.
Oh, Lord.
And he said, I told her I loved her when I married her. If it changes, I will let her know.
Lord Jesus.
And so I said, because I looked at the case file and I looked at their history, I said, well, sweetie, you've been married for 18 years. Can we just get a little more love?
Isn't that something?
You would be surprised at how many people are in those same situations right now. It's all about the communication. It's all about how we talk to each other. It's all about... you know, it's just all about that.
That's right now. And nobody wants to say anything. Because especially women, I don't know why we think men need to read our minds and say we don't want to say anything. We want them to read our minds.
Well, let me say this. It is absolutely crazy to treat our mates like we're still teenagers.
That's
and that's
right
what we do. We still act like teenagers in our relationship. We're not honest. We just don't own our own stuff. We don't say how we feel. And then we expect someone, because I think Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and Taylor Bell got us all twisted that says, if you don't know me by now, you will never, ever know me. Well.
If you don't know me by now, will never,
guess
never,
what?
Never, come on, Patty.
Know me.
But
you guess what? We change. We're growing. We're changing. We're growing.
That's right.
We become different.
We have evolved.
So how I was at 30 is not how I am at 46. And so it is unfair for me to assume that someone, just because they've been with me, would know exactly what I'm feeling, seeing that my feelings and my thinking and my attitude changes. So the
That's right
is on
That's
us.
Right.
It is on
That's
us
right.
to communicate clearly what we want, why we want it, when we want it, how we want it.
That's
we
right.
We need to talk about it. We need to say it.
Yeah, because the way you want it right now at 8 o'clock tonight might be totally different. You
exactly.
know? And
yes.
and we women change, we change more frequent than the seasons.
Lord. And so I tell couples, I'll remember I've had couples that'll say, well, he doesn't understand me. He doesn't understand. It just makes sense to me. Well, of course it makes sense to you because you're thinking about you. I tell people this all the time. People do them. They do not do you.
Oh, my God. That is so amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing.
People do them. And because
yeah.
they do them, you can't punish them because they're not doing you.
That's right now. Wow. Wow. How do you get people to get out of the me mode into the mode?
Yep. That is such a hard thing, and it's such a hard thing in this society because, one, when people go into relationships, they go into it for the wrong reasons, with the wrong expectations. But we have to understand, first and foremost, as people, as humans, we are designed to connect. We are
mm-hmm.
designed to be with someone else. That's how we're designed. That's how we're wired. That's how God made us. So
mm-hmm.
in our society, we have all this stuff about being independent. Oh, I'm so independent. That's not the important thing. We need to learn how to be interdependent.
That's right.
Because,
now.
See, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
need you.
Mm-hmm. You know, what you just said, Dr. Jackson, hit home personally for me. Because I've been divorced since 1985 and still single, not dating or nothing. And, oh, I'm so strong and independent until it comes to the holiday or my birthday. And I'm thinking, oh, here I am, have to go do me again, you know, and all of that. So what you said, it's so true. It is so true. I was listening to, I think it was Ali Brown, and she's a very successful entrepreneur, and she was talking about getting divorced, and when she realized that she need to balance her life, that was when her business started to soar. And, you know, balance is very important in everything we do. Everything that we do. It is so important.
Well, one of the things that my spiritual mother told me, she called me one day and she told me, she said, Sabrina, you're doing too much. And you need to create a Sabbath day for you. That you have to use the model that God gave us for work. God himself rested. God created
mm-hmm.
everything in 6 days, and then
That's
on
right.
the seventh day, he rested.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
there is absolutely nothing that you're doing in your business, nothing that you're doing in your world that trumps what God did in 6 days. So
mm-hmm.
if he could do it in 6 days and rested, surely
you
can do it in six
wow.
days and rest.
Thank you
that
for
thing,
sharing that. I needed
that. That woke me out right there. That thing woke me out. And I have really been trying to stay true to that, because what she said to me is that Sunday may not be my Sabbath day, because
mm-hmm.
if I'm ministering or if I'm somewhere preaching or if I'm somewhere working, then that can't be my Sabbath day. But
right.
I have to have a Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
I have to set it down.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. And as we look into, because I look in my life and I'm not doing that. I keep doing, going. And we just can't do that. It's very,
no.
very important to experience balance. Because
yes.
if you give and deplete your cup, that's where burnt out and stress begin to come in. Because we should not be giving from our full cups. We ought to be giving from the overflow.
Uh-oh.
Because we are not depositing in the cup. The cup is never full, much less to overflow. So we keep giving, and sometimes we're down to the dregs at the bottom. You know, so we, especially as women, Dr. Jackson, we got to learn how to keep the cup overflowing. and give from the overflow. Give from what's in the saucer.
Yes.
So you can always enjoy the full cup.
I love that. Oh, my God, that's good. That's good.
Wow. Yes, if you're just joining, I'm in conversation with Dr. Sybrina Jackson. So now we concluded the colors.
Yes,
we concluded the five top reasons why people fail. Now, where are we going now? Where do you want to go now?
Where do I want to go now?
Mm-hmm.
Let me think where I want to go now. I think where I want to go now is helping people with procrastination.
Oh, Lord, that's a good one. That's a good one. Especially for the believers who are waiting on the Lord.
Yes. One of the things that I do, I am a member of the leadership team for an organization called My Girlfriend's Business. And My Girlfriend's Business is an organization of women who are business owners or trying to start a business or starting a business, and we happen to be Christian. So we get together every morning at 5 a.m. and we pray. We pray together, we do a mini lesson, and then we take declarations and praise reports and things of that nature every single morning, every day at 5 a.m. And so this morning I happen to have been the person delivering the message, mm-hmm. and my message was on procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that God said to me very clearly is that many of us are not doing stuff because we don't feel worthy. We don't feel worthy to get what we're supposed to be working towards, so we don't work towards it. We just stop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we really need to, and that doubles back to that whole thing about what we think about ourselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we have to have a sense of worthiness, and the mm-hmm. worthiness is not obtained mm-hmm. outside of you. It's not mm-hmm. obtained from what people say about you, but mm-hmm. it's obtained through what the Lord says about you. Yes?
We have a caller. I want to go to that caller, and can you mark your spot?
Absolutely.
Hello, caller. Your last.
Hello, good afternoon.
5118, would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, my name is Manetta Hare, and I'm calling from the great city of Detroit, Michigan.
Hello, 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 and welcome.
That's my sister right there.
So
yes.
You're talking about a mighty, 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 mighty woman.
Woo!
I mean, global, just global, all in her tentacles. Everything she touched is all over the world. When she put it out there, it touches some other land. That's the girl right there.
What's your name again?
Manetta.
Manetta?
Yes, yes. Just before I called, I was just talking with a pastor in South Africa. And,
wonderful.
She's sending her greetings from South Africa. They're listening in South Africa.
Oh,
wow.
Beautiful. I wish they could get on Skype and call in. what's your last name?
Hare, like the rabbit, H-A-R-E.
H-A-R-E. Wow.
Yes.
What do you have to say about this amazing woman I got here?
Well, you just summed it all up. She is a powerful woman of God with a great mission, with a great heavenly assignment and mantle upon her life.
Thank you.
And that she is going and has been impacting the city which we live in.
Beautiful.
And we see a great revival and restoration coming from the city of Detroit that
beautiful.
Many from around the world will be coming to sit at her feet right here in the city of Detroit. That's the word of the Lord.
I'm looking forward to being in that gathering.
Ooh. Hallelujah. And then not only from a standpoint as a voice to the nations, she will travel and touch the land. And
beautiful.
Things will change because of the anointing that God has entrusted in her, on her life and in her life, that life will be impact, changed, and transformed just by her willingness and obedience to do what God has called her to do, has created her to do, at a cost and a sacrifice.
Yes, yes.
So that's what I know about her.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have you personally been benefited? If even, I know it's going to be difficult for you to choose one or two things, but can you tell me, you know, maybe two or three occasions where your life has been personally impacted by her?
Okay, well, we were just together yesterday, so I can go within the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
And many times when we're doing the work at the level of excellence, you need someone to give feedback, get feedback from, collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
And just in the last 24 hours, we had that opportunity to come together, to brainstorm, to collaborate.
Beautiful.
She encouraged me. I believe I encouraged her. And
yes,
we got some even clear direction of what God has for us to do.
Beautiful.
Individually and corporately.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay. I got a call and she said, call in. And you know what? When you are connected to someone, and when God connects you to someone, mm-hmm. and you stop right then and there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so I had just come back and sat in front of the computer, had just come in,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the note said, I'm on the radio, okay? Then
that's
I get a message, I'm like, well, do you want me to call in? What's the subject, you know?
Yeah.
So I actually went to her page to get her telephone number because she didn't send it back, but mm-hmm. I knew I needed to call in for
reason. Thank you. And, you know, Sister Melita, I tell you, I am so thankful because I don't know if you know the story. I just met this lady a couple of days ago. It's not even a week yet.
Okay.
And I tell you, when we connected on LinkedIn, the Holy Spirit told me, call her.
Yes.
And I was so obedient in calling. And when I called, I realized it was 9:15. And I said, oh, Lord, I'm calling this lady so late. And
yes.
I left her a message. And she called me back. And I think we spoke for 2 hours.
Yes.
And I said to her,
that's typical.
I've known you all my life.
Yes. Yes.
And,
you know, my sister, let me tell you where we have to go and where we are going
right.
at this time in the spirit and in the natural. The
yes.
word of God said we got to give honor where honor is due.
Yes.
And we don't do enough of that.
That's right.
We know when Jesus walked this earth, he only healed a few in his own city, in his
That's
own
right.
village,
mm-hmm.
because he was not given honor.
That's
and so
right.
we have to study out that word honor. I don't care
That's right.
if the person is younger than you, older than you, whatever it is. We have to look at the God that's in them and honor that God that's inside of
them.
Okay,
that's
right. all, you know.
That's right.
That's what we have to do. And so
that's
when
right.
you connected with her, and to have a 2-hour conversation, that's nothing. For it was bearing witness to your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do as people of God, as women of God, know how to honor
each other. That's
each
right.
other.
That's right. Because, you know, I have another friend up here, and I was sharing with her how I met this amazing woman on LinkedIn and call her and talk, and she look at me and roll her eyes. And I said, why are you rolling your eyes? She said, tell me something new. When did you ever meet somebody and have a 5-minute conversation?
Now, let me ask you this. Do I have hear a Jamaican accent, Mom?
Yes, you do, Mom.
Okay. Hey. See, I'm pretty good. I travel all around. Matter of fact, I'm on the way to Jamaica in a couple of weeks. I've been in from Trenchtown, Ochi, up into the mountain area. We rebuilt a school there, and we have built a church there.
Where is the church?
The church is outside of Ochi, between Spanish Town and Ochi.
That's Catherine.
And then the school is in up in Mount Hermon.
St. Catherine.
You know what St. Catherine?
Oh, we gonna really have to talk. We really have to talk. You know.
Yes, I've been going there.
What a blessing.
Yeah, I picked up the accent. Let me say, in our conversation, can I get some jerk chicken? Then we can talk all night.
But listen, it's funny. I was on somebody's television show a few months ago, and she asked me, she says, well, she said, Dr. Daphne, do you make jerk chicken? I said, listen to me. I have been single since 1985. I have cooked a lot for my first husband, and I'm not saying anything on national TV that anybody's going to hold against me. that still stands true now.
All right.
I'll have to say you got to wait and see, because I ain't saying nothing, because I'm on a different journey now.
That's okay.
I don't know I'm going to be cooking nothing.
I'm not mad at you, Dr. Daphne. I am not mad. But you know what? I know you know somebody that know how to cook some jerk chicken and some peas and rice.
It's funny.
Uh-oh.
Okay, see? So I'm letting you off the hook, but I know you know somebody.
But listen, I have a couple of Caucasian friends in Atlanta, and Robin says to me, why don't you just go ahead and write a cookbook and blend the spices so people will stop asking you to cook? I said, you know I ought to do that. So I'm working on the cookbook now.
All right.
I can release myself, because you know how much it takes to make real good Jamaican food.
Yes.
And
yes.
Everybody wants you to cook. And guess what they do? They bring the chicken and they bring the rice and the peas, and that's it. No seasoning, no spice.
But you got to have the seasoning.
You end up spending more money to buy all the trimmings.
Right. The seasoning.
More than what you spend for that.
That's true.
You know
what? Well, Dr. Daphne, I have some jerk seasoning already. I was in Toronto, and I went to the Caribbean store, so I got all the seasonings already.
I guess you have to hook up a retreat in Detroit to bribe me to come into your kitchen.
Now, where are you? What city are you?
I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, my God. Okay, I kind of figured when you said that, I said she must not be in Detroit.
Oh, no, I'm not. But, hey, if you can hook up a retreat for me to come out there, who knows what I'll do? I probably will learn to cook.
Sound like she's moving toward, she may want to go back and do some jerk.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you so much. And
yes, it's been a blessing to be on the call, but I know I'm not sure what your dialogue was, what your conversation was, but I know this sister, whatever comes her way, she can handle it, she can carry it.
That's right.
And it's all good.
It sounds like you and I is going to have a conversation, because I think you're a match for this show, and you and I we'll touch bases.
Oh, praise God.
Dr. Sabrina will give you my number. We can have a dialogue.
Oh, I got you right here on Facebook. I got you right here on Facebook in your program. I'm on Blog Talk Radio also. I can go right to your program.
Right, and anybody else, we have 41 minutes remaining.
Okay.
For anybody else you want to ask them to call in, we love to have people call in and act crazy with us.
So, wait, tell me this. What has been your subject matters that y'all have discussed
today? I think the best question to ask is what has not been.
Okay. All right.
Guys, sister here, this show focuses on the inspiration and the empowerment and education of entrepreneurs.
Okay.
So we have gone all over on relationships. We dug into your sale. Oh, we really rocking the cage with the women.
Mm-hmm.
We think the men supposed to read our minds and know what we want and when we want it. And oh, we went all over. And then you just came on and just add the icing on the Jamaican fruitcake.
All right, man. All right now. Oh, and I need some fish, too. Not only
oh,
the fish. Now, you know I love the fish.
Don't spoil you. They gave you a escovitch fish too in Jamaica.
Oh, I love
it.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, on a serious note, and that was serious about my fish and chicken, but that entrepreneurial spirit, Dr. Daphne, that has been something that I've been engaged in for over 25 years.
Wow.
And right now I just feel in our spirit that we need to stir that back up in the people of God.
Yes, ma'am.
To being entrepreneurs. Because when we look in the Bible, Abraham was an entrepreneur. He was a farmer, a sheep, or a herder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So Lydia was a dealer of purple. And we're looking at it from a standpoint of a female. When you think of the Proverbs woman 31, she was doing commodities. She was doing clothes. She was selling everything. She was Jamaican, man. She was Jamaican. She had 13 jobs.
She messing with my culture.
Okay, she must have been Jamaican, man. Okay? Because people always tell me, I'm Jamaican. I said, yes. And if you got less than 13 jobs, you lazy bum, get another job. Dr. Daphne, you didn't know Sabrina had called one of her crazy folks up in here. But entrepreneurship, just to give some facts, when we think about in the black culture in the United States, we had the purchasing power of over $600 billion in 2010, and that was after the economic turndown.
Virtually
of numbers, we should all be multimillionaires.
A friend of mine, Pepper Miller, she just wrote a book, Black Still Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And she does research about how much black spell in the marketplace and all of that.
Right.
And I'm going to have her on in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're saying is the truth. And people hate up on people who is making things happen.
Yes.
We have not because we ask not, and we have not because we are not taking action.
And let me tell you, the Word of God said as we hear information, we must become doers of that.
That's right.
And so we have to come against a mindset of a lazy spirit that wants to penetrate and saturate, and we procrastinate.
That's right.
I just believe that everyone, this is in my heart, everyone should be an entrepreneur. Everyone should own a business. We should start teaching our little bitty children, just like in the Jewish faith, they are teaching their children from the table, from
That's
the womb.
Right.
And we have to go back and teach our children and get that back in their mind. Instead of being consumers and wanting $150, $200 gym shoes, become the manufacturer of the gym shoes.
And got to tell you, let me tell you, a couple of years ago, I was at an event in New York, and this young man came to me. He was maybe the size of a ruler. He was so tiny. And he had his little business cards that was typed up on the computer, and then they cut it. And he was telling me about what he was doing. And I was so impressed with him, and I asked him, who is here with you? He said, his teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to the teacher, and I said, listen, if you can get his parents to drive him to Connecticut, I would like to have him on my TV show to talk about what he's doing. Well, we kept going back and forth, and it never happened. You know, sometimes last year, I was on the computer. Guess who was having a trunk sale at Macy's? The boy. And now he created the products he told me about, and now he had a line of ties.
Yes.
And when I clicked on the YouTube video, he was dressed in his hoodie, like when he goes to school.
Mm-hmm.
But when he zipped that sweatshirt and hoodie down, guess what's underneath it? his dress shirt with his tie,
mm-hmm,
and his khaki pants.
Yes.
You know, yes. So the young people are more apt to taking
yes.
risk.
And that's the ones that I'm—that's the ones that I want to empower and encourage. About 10 years ago, and Sabrina's very aware of that, we have a mutual friend that started an organization called MIND, the Michigan Institute of Nonviolence Education.
Mm-hmm.
And I was involved in that program, and so was Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the program director for 150 young people.
Beautiful.
Teaching them entrepreneurship starting at age 12 up to 18, and they got it. And do you know many of them are entrepreneurs right now today and very successful.
Beautiful. Anyway, you put it out about jerk chicken and escovitch fish.
Okay.
And I'm just going to let you all know I've never been to Michigan.
All right now. Hey, you never know how God going to work this out.
That's right now.
That's right.
Well, hey, tweet the other people. I want to thank you for calling in and just for adding so much value and richness
yes.
to this dialogue.
Yes.
And I look forward to developing a relationship with you and to add value to your journey and mission as well, sister here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
blessings and prayers with you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Go in peace. I'll talk with you later.
Thank
God bless.
You.
All right.
And
love bye-bye. You.
Yes, stir some people up and give them that number to call in. And if the people in South Africa have Skype, have them call in. What a pleasure. What an honor. What an honor. You can't keep a good man down in Dr. Jackson. When there's a story to be told. Isn't this amazing? People in South Africa is listening. This is why I just love this so much. You know?
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah,
beautiful.
That's quite amazing.
Right. And we were talking about procrastination, and you were
yes.
talking about my girlfriend's business that you meet 5 a.m. And is that a global group or it is just a local group?
We are a global group. And so people can go to mygirlfriendsbusiness.com. to find out more about it, and then on that site you will be able to look up our number for our call-in,
mm-hmm.
so you can call in and listen to the calls and be a part of the prayer calls, because, you know,
Beautiful.
It's just so important that we do that. In fact,
yes.
the telephone number is 712-432-3066. And that's 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the conference code number is 244-827. And so I'll make sure that I put that on my Facebook page so if people
mm-hmm.
are listening, they can go there and get that. But
mm-hmm.
it's such a wonderful time when we come together early in the morning
Beautiful.
To command our day. Dr. Cindy
Beautiful.
Trim tells us
that's
to
right, Dr.
command
Cindy.
Our
your day.
Day.
Yep. Command
so
your morning.
Geez.
Yep.
We are commanding our day, commanding our morning. We come together collectively. We pray for each other. We support each other. And, you know, we want to dispel that myth that women can't work together.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a
lie. That's a myth. It is such a lie from the pit of hell.
Yes, it is. And so we are busy working together, helping
Beautiful.
Each other, supporting
Beautiful.
Each other, praying
Beautiful.
For each other. Being
Beautiful.
Excited for each other and not
Beautiful.
Tearing each other down and not being
That's
jealous
right.
because when something happens good for my sister, I know that the Lord is going to be able to do for me what he has for me. But
That's
I
right.
can't try to get on her lane. I can't jump in her boat. See, we're
That's
supposed
right.
to roll
mm-hmm.
our own boat.
That's right.
Down the stream. He ain't
That's
telling
right.
us to roll somebody else's boat.
That's right. That's right. Now, if you're just logging in, we have 31 minutes remaining. So come on, pick the phone up. Dial in 646-915-8166. So let's continue on procrastination, Dr. Jackson.
Yes. Procrastination. We absolutely need to confront it. We need to confront it because it is a sin when we become slothful. It is a sin when we become lazy. And
mm-hmm.
oftentimes we don't do those things that
we're supposed to be doing, because we get complacent. We get lulled into a sense of, well, I'm just going to watch this one more show, or I'm just going to lay here one more time. Or even worse than that, we are busy being busy but doing nothing.
Doing nothing. That's right now.
If people look at their life, they are so impressed. They're going, oh, my God, you're doing so much. You got so much going on. But is that what God told you to do?
That's
right. He told you to write the book. You won't write the book, but you're busy doing something else.
And listening to the other people, everything the Lord tell you to do, you got to go bounce it off on somebody who is not doing anything.
Ooh, ouch.
You know.
You just stepped on my toes, Dr. D. You just stepped on them. You just crushed my little poo-poo. Thank you.
I know somebody needed to hear that, you know.
It was me. Thank you.
Yes, we got to, because, listen, you and I and everybody else, we are a work in progress. But the important thing, this is why I'm so excited about the girlfriend, my girlfriend business, and I'm thinking, Lord, I'm going to have to start go to bed earlier now so I can wake up and be part of this 5 o'clock club.
Yes.
So
yes.
Going to bed at 4 o'clock is not going to cut it. So I'm going to have to go earlier so that I can wake up at that time. But that's such a powerful, powerful thing. Powerful, powerful thing. Because we are all a work in progress. And we all need a little kick in the hiney to do what we all always need to do. You know, a lady said to me the other day, you're giving so much to so many people. When you're going to start give to you? She said, I listen to your shows and you're always lifting up people. I don't hear you talk about anything that you're doing for you. And this is why I am at this stage now where I'm redefining my brand.
Okay.
So I can start speaking about me, not in an arrogant way, but in a way to attract clients to me.
Exactly.
Okay, what's next on procrastination? We talk about the girlfriends club and supporting each other, confronting it. Anything else?
Well, I think also we have to understand that sometimes we look at things in such a way and we are afraid of it. We're afraid of putting the work in. But what I want to let you know is if you start the work, if you just start, you'll get into it. You'll begin to enjoy the work. And when
build
you look
momentum.
Up, it's done. You'll be done. And it actually takes more energy to procrastinate.
That's true. That's so
than
true.
It does to just dump on in there and get it done. And
because
so
once you start building momentum, you don't want to stop.
Right.
Beautiful.
We want to make sure that we are telling our mind, we are telling ourselves that we have the ability to do it, that we can do it. But what we do is we look at other people, we listen to other people, and like what you said, Dr. Daphne, we have to stop talking so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you tell someone your vision and they face starts to, you know, frown up and they go, ain't nobody ever done that. Well, it's a whole bunch of things that at one point had never been done. When McDonald's started the drive-through, it had never been done. When people started the internet, it had never been done. When Facebook started, it had never been done. When Twitter started, it had never been done.
Look at Facebook.
Everybody has a first day.
That's right.
Just get busy doing your first day.
That's right now. That's right. And we have to just understand, it just takes that first thing to step out, you know? And a lot of time people are busy telling other people what they're going to do, and the same people that discourage you is the same one that steal your idea to do something. And because God didn't give it to them, that's why they mess up and can't bring it to fruition. So
yeah.
We got to understand the importance. We have our 25 minutes remaining. Before I ask you to summarize, is there anything else that you think you want to pass on to the viewer, the listeners, that did not touch on yet before I ask you to summarize?
Well, one thing that I do in my business is I do help nonprofit businesses with grant writing. I didn't
talk about that. Ooh, am I glad I found you.
Grant writing is absolutely something that a lot of people talk about because we hear on TV the whole notion of how do I get free money. Well, let me say this. There's no such thing as free money.
Yeah,
you have to do something to work for and receive the funds. What people see about grant writing or receiving a grant is that you don't have to pay the grant money back,
mm-hmm.
unlike a loan. So if you're
right.
in a for-profit business and you need startup money, generally you go and you get a business loan and you pay that back. But
mm-hmm.
for a nonprofit, you can put together a proposal and respond to an RFP, which is a request for proposal,
mm-hmm.
and put it in such a way that you are considered for funding to do your program, to do your renovations, to do the things that you need to do. But it's important to know that in order to go after funds, you have to have your foundational pieces in order and intact,
mm-hmm.
because what you don't want to do is have a whole list of things that they're having to have you attached to the RFP or to the proposal, and you don't have it.
So now, what I hear you saying, Dr. Jackson, even an entrepreneur can utilize grant money?
Absolutely. But let me tell you about how. Let me tell you about how, because this is the thing. You can't just be over any old thing. You have to be able to target the population you're going to serve, and it has
mm-hmm.
to be a population that themselves normally could not pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the grant monies will go to cover the need that particular population has. So there's
mm-hmm.
businesses that are for-profit businesses gotten grant money to move their businesses into a depressed economic area so that it can
mm-hmm.
bring life back to that area.
Mm-hmm.
But they're
mm-hmm.
not going to give you money as a grant to start up a business in a flourishing area just so you can make some more money.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
You have
Beautiful.
To be ready and willing to serve. It's all about service.
And people who are listening to this interview and get excited and want to go out there to get this done, do they have to engage the services of an attorney to get this done?
Well, to get a grant done, no. You can hire a consultant that's a specialist in working with grants.
Mm-hmm.
I do work with people around grants because I have personally served in several capacities. I have been a nonprofit executive director where I wrote grants. In fact,
mm-hmm.
Took our budget to over $3 million before I left that particular job. And then I used to work for the county here, Wayne County, and in that position, I wrote RFPs, and I
mm-hmm.
funded people. So I created the scenario and the criteria of how you would get funding. So I
mm-hmm.
sat on both sides of the fence. I've also been a federal grant reviewer at the federal level. So I know what the federal government is looking at, what that process looks like. So I bring a wealth and breadth of knowledge in the area that I am going to just be on the up and up with you and tell you the real. I don't sugarcoat things. I don't play with people. I don't take people's money. And then, you know, you can't never find me. I live here in the city. I am findable.
So, Dr. Jackson, you're not only
yes.
you're not only somebody that write grants. You know how to get grants awarded.
Well, yes, I have. I have.
So you are one of the good ones because there are a lot of grant writers out there, and that's all they are.
Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a lot to the whole system of getting a grant awarded, because
yep.
especially at the federal level. Because I'm gonna give you an example, and I always share this example. If for this particular proposal, they're gonna fund 50 people, 50 grants around the country.
Yep.
But they receive 300 proposals.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 300, they're going to shave down those who didn't meet the basic criteria, like they didn't turn
That's
in
right.
on time, you know, all that kind of stuff. So then those are kicked out. And then they go to the review committee, and the review committee uses their review format and give points to each section, and then they take some out based on that. Then the review committee comes together and look at the last one and make some determinations. But after they've done all of that, they still may have 100 that meet the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
They're only going to fund 50.
50.
So you're going to have 50 people that don't get funded, even though they did every single thing right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you still you still want to be looking for the best person to work with. So,
oh, definitely.
You know, if you're working with the best person, every time that grant comes out, even if you were not awarded the first time, you can still go back and then look, and every time your quality is getting better. You know, sooner or later, you will be awarded.
Yes.
Wow. I'm wondering, where has the time gone? The time go by when we are having fun. So, do we have anything else on procrastination?
Well, the one thing that I want to say is that when you decide and when you get your mindset that you are not going to procrastinate anymore, one of the things you have to do is not beat up on yourself about the things that you have not done up until this
point. Right. But that's what? Under the bridge.
Yes. At this point, it's the past and we can't do anything about it. The only thing we have control over absolutely is our present. We don't even have control over what's going to happen tomorrow because tomorrow ain't here yet. So,
that's right. We only have today.
One of the things that I heard is that we have to have a belief system that says that God can get in our situation and turn it around. So mm-hmm. that if we do our part, if we make one step, that he's going to make two. So mm-hmm. I heard someone says that Joseph in the Bible went to sleep a felon but woke up a prime minister. So mm-hmm. that God can turn it around overnight. Mm-hmm. But you've got to do something.
Beautiful. Woo! Dr. Jackson, we have 18 minutes and 34 seconds. Would you please just summarize our dialogue? What are the extreme high points you want to leave the listeners with? If they forget everything, with the exception of these things that you're going to give them now, what would that list look like?
Oh, the first thing I want them to know that they have the power within them to do whatever that vision or that dream is that keeps coming to them. Because mm-hmm. oftentimes we will not move because mm-hmm. we listen to those things. Or
we're
stuck in and don't really understand about ourselves. So we need mm-hmm. to take some time and do some self-assessment. We need to find out what our style is, how we're wired, what our communication style is, and then how to work with people who are different from us, because those mm-hmm. things help to make us better. It helps to make us stronger. But that's also, oh my goodness, this is so good. We need to understand that we need people, that we mm-hmm. need stuff, that we absolutely have to be interdependent and not just independent.
I'm talking fast.
Can be willing to be coached.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that you have to be coachable, that you have to have the ability to have emotional intelligence, that you have the ability to be motivated, that you have the ability to have the personality, style, necessary to do what God has gifted you to do, and that you're going to have the functionality for being the business owner. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh. And then I guess lastly is to get up, get ready, jump in the game, and get it done.
That's right. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Action, action is very important. Dr. Jackson, please give your contact information. We still have 16 minutes remaining. Give your contact information again to the people. For those who, we still have 16 minutes, so anybody want to call in and ask a question, please, please call in.
Oh, please call in. I would love to hear from you. You can reach me on my website, which is sabrinajackson.com. Or you can reach me at my 800 number, 800-456-5495. Or you can follow me on Twitter, Sabrina SJE on Twitter, and then on Facebook. Don't you love all the social media? Facebook is essentially Sabrina. Please reach out. I would love to hear from you. I will contact you back. I'll hit you up. I'll answer your questions. And just know, if you're having some problems with people, the people in your life, the person you're married to, the person you work with, your pastor, whoever the person is, you need someone who is a people expert. And that's what I'm wired to do.
Oh, you just mentioned pastor. People don't have no problem with pastors.
Oh, yes, they do.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do.
That would be interesting to know. Woo! Because you know something, there are some people, you know, a lot of times I'm doing events and people will ask me, oh, well, are the people coming there, are they saved? And I say, I didn't know, because that was not a requirement for them to register.
Ooh.
And
you
know, a lot of people, they won't even go to a seminar until their pastor approve it.
Oh, I know.
Oh, Lord. So that's a whole nother show for another time.
It really is. It really is.
You know, Dr. Jackson,
that's true.
It was such an honor. I want to thank you for taking time to invest in my journey and mission that I am on. I look forward to a growing and budding relationship with you. And, you know, I would just love to share the platform with you and just to just spend time with you and to do what you are doing and to be part of the amazing things that you are doing. I want to encourage you to keep doing God's work. Keep touching lives. Keep touching lives. You know, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal thing that you are doing. And I want to thank you for reaching out on LinkedIn.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
I just feel like you and the sisterhood now, so.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait to meet you in person and to just be part of this phenomenal movement that you're creating and moving ahead. So, yeah, for the person that's just coming on, just again, just give your contact information again.
My contact information is, my website is sabrinajackson.com. And Sabrina is spelled S-A-B-R-I-N-A, Jackson, all one word, .com. Or my 800 number, which is 800-456-5495. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Sabrina SJE on Twitter. And then lastly, on Facebook at Essentially Sabrina. That's my fan page. Come and join the fan page for
Beautiful.
Essentially Sabrina.
Beautiful. Do you have any events coming up now locally in Detroit? Or do you have any events any place you want to talk
Actually,
to?
Actually, I do. I do on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is Thursday the 19th. I, along with two of my wonderful, wonderful sisters, won a national women's business award called the Stiletto Award. And so we're having an event called Detroit Rocks, the Stiletto Awards. And so it's a celebratory event where we're coming together to just celebrate the fact that three women from Detroit hit the national stage and came out winners in their
Beautiful.
Categories. And
right.
so it's going to be at the Detroit Fish Market. If you register today online, you can register for $15 because food will be included.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come live at the door, you can pay $20 right at the door. So we want you to come out and celebrate with myself, Latanya Orr, who is the world-renowned graphic designer, and Tamika Brown, who is a world-renowned event planning specialist. So
We
are going to have a fabulous time. And so actually, Mrs. Wallace, who is the creator of the Stiletto Women's Award and the Stiletto Magazine, will be in the house. She's coming in for our event. And we're going to have a Strut Your Stiletto competition. Where you can stretch those stilettos, ladies.
Well, I'm glad the Holy Spirit told me to ask about that, so I'm thankful.
I'm happy too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I look forward to seeing the pictures up on Facebook. And, you know, just stay blessed. It was an honor to spend this time with you. And for those of you who...
It was all mine. We're going to do it again because I'm going to be starting a radio show myself.
Beautiful.
And you know you're going to be one of my first guests.
Thank you. And I wanted to just reprimand those who didn't call in. Shame on you guys. Shame on you. But you know what? I still love you guys. Grab it on the archive and send it out to others. And this Sunday, my honored guest will be Dr. Thema Davis, Bryant Davis, another phenomenal woman of God. She's going to be on Sunday. So we're going to be doing some amazing, amazing things. So I look forward to seeing you guys. And the minute I head out of here, I'm going to be heading on for a taping for the TV show where my guest is going to be one of my friends from Facebook, Bridget Stone, who is a 50-plus-year-old woman who is riding a BMX, and she's doing that nationally. So she just came back from 3 days of racing in New York. So she's going to be in the studio telling everything she's doing with all her trophies and everything. So it's just going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal night. So I love you guys. I'll see you next Wednesday back at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and Wednesday at 7 p.m. As you all, you know, I always tell you that each and every one of us were created for greatness. You are on a destiny path, and do not allow anyone or anything to derail you or take you off that journey or that path. Stay true to that which you were called to do. Now, Dr. Jackson gave you so much information and some tools that you can use to enhance what you are doing to make sure you can move you and your business to the next level. So what she says, not only business relationship, intimate relationship, everything, the sister is ready to talk to you. So again, Dr. Jackson, I want to thank you. And for those of you who are listening on the internet, thank you for sister here for calling in and really lifting up my honored guest. I thank you both, and stay true to that which you were called to do. This is Dynamic Daphne saying, so long, you do not have to settle for mediocrity because you are called to create greatness. Be blessed.
The plan you have. have all the pieces together. Because I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit. Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.